Governor Lucille Beats Suwan Lee covers education. The new school year is set to start in about 2 weeks, and there's a lot of hand-wringing over it. That is our reality check today. Good morning, Suwan.
Good morning, Catherine.
So now you were tracking a legislative briefing yesterday.
Yes, there was a Senate Special Committee hearing with the Department of Health and the Department of Education, and it was quite a long hearing, but a lot of fireworks, I guess you could say, were flying during this briefing about the DOE school reopening framework when schools do come back on August 4th.
And I understand that there were some calls to possibly push that date off.
Sure. So there were more vocal senators, I would say, at this briefing yesterday, one of whom was Senator Kurt Favela of Everett Beach, him reflecting his constituents' concerns. That is, he was pushing the DOE Superintendent Christina Kishimoto to consider delaying the start of school from August 4th to after Labor Day. The argument being that the community, his community, just isn't ready to go back to in-person instruction, that teachers aren't adequately trained, that there just aren't enough safeguards in place right now to welcome students back to campus. I think what is important to note, however, is not all students will be returning to the physical classroom come August 4th. It really depends on their individual school. There are 257 schools in Hawaii, however, and some are bringing students back to campus. So it really does depend school to school. But at this point, there is indeed plans to have some of the students back with their classmates in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we would, I guess, technically be the first school system to open our doors. So everybody's going to be watching to see what happens.
Sure. Hawaii is the 10th largest school district in the country with 179,000 public school students. So among the large school districts, that is over 100,000, Hawaii would be the first in the nation to bring back schools. That's because of its academic calendar. Now it also recessed schools earlier back in mid-May with the end of the school year. So we end earlier here. We open up a little bit earlier here as well. So Hawaii is going to be definitely one of those first school districts to reopen. And this is in the context of a climate in which many of the school districts around the U.S. are announcing how they plan to bring students back to campus in the fall. Some of them, in fact, are choosing to go online only for the fall, at least, including Los Angeles Unified School District, which is the second largest school system in the country. But, of course, that area of Southern California, that area of the country, has seen surging coronavirus cases. So it is really modified according to the environment.
Now, I know folks were concerned about Kishimoto's decision on the distancing 3 feet, 6 feet, as far as, you know, keeping the distance for some students. But because the health department was there, I mean, what, you know, their position on this carried pretty much a lot of weight, yeah?
Right. Well, what was interesting is that I think this was the first hearing in which the DOE and DOH appeared in tandem before the Senate Special COVID Committee to discuss the reopening plan. The DOE has been operating with DOH guidance, and Sarah Park and Bruce Anderson, the two health officials who were in attendance yesterday, really backed the DOE's reopening plan, both of them asserting that it was important for schools, for some kids, especially the younger ones, to come back into the school environment because they need that socialization, because these are the critical years to gain that development. Neither of them are making any bones about the fact that there are no risks. I mean, there is no ideal solution here. Everyone knows that whether you keep kids at home, that's a problem for working parents. If you bring them back, teachers could be at risk, students could be at risk. There was this concept of the Ohana bubble that was floated by Sarah Park, in which you keep younger kids with one teacher in a single classroom throughout the day. But that, of course, begs the question of when they return home, who are they interacting with? You know, what are they doing outside of the school? So there's no ideal solution here, I think, is the general takeaway. But the health officials did tell the legislators yesterday that, in their opinion, you assume the risk to present or to at least alleviate some of the hardship with being home and not getting schooling. I think everyone has an opinion about what is going to work best. Teachers have their opinion. Parents have their own opinion. But it is certainly a an interesting time right now as we zoom towards August 4th.
They just need to hear some assurance about the health risks. And so that was good for families to get that take from DOH. But thanks so much, Suvan.
Sure. You're welcome.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. To read her story, visit civilbeat.org.